But it's a battle that's the reason for these blues that I don't always win. No, I don't always win. Such a sweet companion when I feel abandoned, keeps poisoning this canyon called my life. So where will you be when I go another round? Have you decided yet whose corner you'll be in? If it's a champion you think you might have found, well, I don't always win. Still that sweet companion when I feel abandoned, keeps poisoning this canyon called my life. Denying that I'm better than I've been, but every hour that I'm alone, it's still a fight that I don't always win. No, I don't always win.
Very, very nice.
Thank you.
That's very lovely. Is that hard to sing?
It is hard to sing, yes.
I can tell that you're very emotional. Yep. You know, you put your heart into that song, and I'm sure that as a songwriter, all of these songs are personal, very personal.
Oh,
they come from
doubt.
Different personal places throughout your life. And I was reading where a fan of yours had come up to you maybe back in 1970 and said that they'd lost a child in the war, and that inspired you to write
yes.
a song?
That was, well, actually, what happened was I was at a fundraiser for someone, and they asked Michael McLean and I to perform at it, and we did three songs. One of the songs was called All For You, which is a song about an unknown soldier who was in a battle and knew he was going to lose, and these were his final thoughts and what he wanted to share with his friends, family, and country. And it was it's always a hard song to sing. There's songs that are very difficult to sing just because they're so emotional, and you cannot think about it when you're singing. So we did it, and at the end of the show, I put the gear away, and this older couple was at the stage, and they wanted to say hi. So I always go over and talk to them, and they handed me this bracelet, this silver bracelet. And I said, well, what is this? And they said, this is what the Army sends you when you lose a family member in the war. And as his name, I go, God, I cannot take this. This was like one of those, you know, unbelievable moments. I said, I really can't. And they go, no, that song was so powerful. We want you to have this. And so it's in my studio. I look at it every day. And their son died in 1970, just when I had signed my record deal. And that's why music, that's what music is really all about.
Right.
I mean, you know, although I like getting paid, I've never really done it for the money. It's always been for the passion and saying stuff you want to say, and you know, having some come up to you and say, you know, I've never cried before with a song, but this song made me cry, or the best one I had was, I lost my virginity listening to your first album. Okay, well, that's a lot of information.
Well, I mean, you know, you use your music for healing your fans. It's also helped to heal you. I understand that you wanted to be a baseball player. That
I
was
did.
A dream.